the situation at Cole Park, where a donation was made of a parcel of land within the park. And because of our, I say we, county government, actually it's the Parks Department, failure to file a timely deed, the land was eventually resold, or sold, I should say, to another party. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Some of it goes to staff turnover and confusion and just the lack of process within parks. I think it's fair to say that that's been remedied, that Mr. Kuglich, Mr. Keegan, and Ms. Black have instituted protocols and staffing and responsibilities to have this not happen again. But I also think it's because we do property transactions in other departments, not the least of which like highway for easements and other acquisitions, that we do need a stronger county-wide process for ensuring that when we are given land or when we buy land, that the deed is properly executed and you, as representatives of taxpayers, have some comfort that we own the land. That's it, Mr. Chairman.
The final item is item
Jerry, was there supposed to be any action taken on the call?
If it's the interest of the committee to advance the recommendations in the report, yes.
There was a resolution attached to it.
Mr. Chair, I'll move to concur with the recommendations outlined by the county's auditor regarding the land. Regarding okay. Item number 24.
Okay. On that motion, Madam Clerk.
Just to concur with the audit recommendations.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mr. Bruin.
Aye.